The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello and welcome, everyone. Wonderful to be with you and see you. So, for today's practice, I'd like to invite us to engage with the practice of compassion today. Compassion for the world, compassion for others, especially with what has been happening on the world stage. The past few days, with the catastrophes internationally, just to name a few, of course, there's Afghanistan, and there's Haiti also, with not just the earthquake, but also the weather now there, the storm. So just heavy heart, so much suffering, so much suffering around the world. And with the practice of compassion, especially in the way that I like to invite us to engage with tonight, compassion supports us to meet suffering, to be with suffering, whether it's ours or others, to meet it, not to drown in it, not to drown in the heartache. That is not compassion. That's basically overwhelm. That's grief. Empathic distress is another word for it. Whereas compassion is where we meet suffering, ours or others, with care, with kindness, with sense of stability, with an equanimity that's loving, that's caring. So we can hold presence. We can be present. We can hold presence for what might be painful, difficult, something that we cannot change. And yet we don't turn our face away that, oh yes, somebody else's problem. But we stay, we hold presence. We are present with the suffering, whether it's ours or others, without pushing it under the proverbial carpet. And it brings a sense of strength in the heart, and compassion is different from empathy. Empathy is only the resonance, resonating with suffering. So in one way, we can think of it, if we think of the paradigm, the neuroscience paradigm, it's just the mirror neurons resonating. And it turns out that is, so that is really the aspect of when you feel empathic, oh yeah, somebody hurts and you feel pain with them. And there are research studies that actually when you see someone suffering, oh, the same areas in your brain that experience physical pain light up. So empathy alone is not compassion. What is compassion is empathy plus metta, plus loving kindness, plus care, plus this feeling of warmth that I care, I am present for you, with you, breathing with you, holding. So it's both. It's not just empathy alone. And it'll become more clear in the guided meditation as I will invite you. And at any point, if you find yourself in empathic distress, know that empathy alone, just feeling the pain without metta to balance it, can fall into empathic distress. So my invitation would be at that point to stop and bring compassion, bring care to yourself, because in that moment, you're the one who's suffering. So again, if at any point you find you're in empathic distress, in overwhelm, in grief, stop compassion for others. Turn compassionate gaze to yourself so that you have enough stability. And at that point, you can turn back out or maybe just stay with yourself. So know what is best for you. What is best for you? So the particular practice, actually, you know, I won't say anymore. I'll just lead you into whatever you need to know. And whether this is your first time or 100th time in happy hour, whatever you need to know will be shared with you during this guided meditation. Okay? So trust. Trust yourself. Trust the practice. And again, if at any point it becomes painful and challenging, turn compassion to yourself. Just remember that. Okay? All right. So with that, let's begin. Let's begin our practice formally. Landing in this body. Landing in this moment. And as always, we begin by just arriving, letting go of any thoughts, stories, expectations, and just landing in this body, in this moment in time, inviting awareness to connect. With the sensations of your feet connected to the earth, of your sit bones, your bottom connected to the earth. With each breath, landing, connecting more deeply. Feeling your feet. Your lower legs, if you're sitting on the cushion. Your bottom. The contact points, all the contact points. Feeling them more and more. To feel solidly connected, embodied, well rooted to the earth. Feeling your hands. Feeling your lower abdomen expanding and contracting with each breath on its own. Each breath breathed, Each breath breathed on its own. The breath has been breathing itself, breathing you for all this time. So don't make it effortful. Let it flow just as it has been flowing all this time. Just simply notice. The movement. Of the abdomen. The breath received. As if the body becomes more and more alive, more present. More settled, more relaxed. Through each breath. I'd like to invite you to imagine the breath as if the breath was being received naturally on its own through the middle of your chest, the proverbial heart center, middle of the chest. As if the breath was entered, and with each breath received, this capacity of care, of warm-heartedness, friendliness, kindness, is breathed into, enlivened. Again, not so much that you are doing it, but that, oh, there is friendliness here already. As if the breath is bellowing. On the embers, on the fire, making it bigger. It's just happening on its own. As much as it's available right now, just witnessing. Letting the breath be received gently. It might be a little tiny fire, and that's okay. A few more minutes allowing the breath to be received from the heart center, bellowing throughout your whole body. Calming, settling, letting go of whatever is not needed, whatever is not necessary. If thoughts are not necessary right now, letting them go. Thank you. Not needed right now. Please come back later. Coming back here, just here. And now, imagining that your heart center, middle of your chest, is this holy fire. Holy fire of love, of care, of compassion that is both yours and is not yours. It's not personal. It's holy fire of universal compassion. Burning brightly, beautifully. In your heart. As if it were a gift from the beyond, a gift of grace. Oh. It's not mine. It's just here. It's part of being human. Breathing with holy fire. It's holy fire of compassion. And imagine that with each out-breath breathed out of your heart center, each out-breath carries this goodness, goodwill of compassion, shining the light onto the entire world, yourself, and all beings who are suffering. And the out-breath brings them comfort, soothes, brings the message of goodwill, of care from you. And now imagine that the sorrow, the sadness, the suffering naturally, as it gets breathed in into this incinerator, this holy fire in your heart, it gets transformed. It's not yours, this transformation. It's not yours to do. It's not yours to keep. Suffering as if it's smoke, as if it's a dark cloud. Gets breathed in on its own. Gets transformed, incinerated. Transformed in this holy fire of compassion, goodwill, to care. Into goodwill, into a salve, soothing, and breathed out, delivering your care, your compassion. To all who are suffering, which may include yourself. And as this transformation continues, as dukkha, as suffering is breathed in, transformed in your heart, Breathe out, bringing comfort and ease. There's a sense of courage, heart, in French, in your heart, there's a sense of courage, more and more courage to not turn away. At first, it could be just a tiny little bit of courage not to turn away, to hold witness. To breathe with all these beings, all these humans who are just like you, just like me. Just like me, they want to be safe. May they be safe. Just like me, they want to be happy. May they be happy. Just like me. They want to be healthy. May they be healthy and strong. And just like me, they want ease in their lives. May they have ease. Just as I don't want to suffer, may they be free from suffering. At any point, if you feel more empathic distress, you can turn the compassion, care, love, metta to yourself. You can also lean more into the care, to the warmth, to the goodwill for others, instead of leaning into the suffering. Lean more into the goodwill to balance. I care for your suffering. I care. May you be well. May you be free. May there be ease. May there be peace. To breathe with, to breathe with. the times when there is nothing else within our ability or power to do. Not to forget to hold witness and breathe with. To breathe with those who are suffering, which can include ourselves. Breathing with the pain. Letting the sorrow be breathed in. Breathing out care, compassion. For the last moments of this practice period, connecting with the compassion, the care for yourself and all beings. Whatever this period of practice was like, whether it was distracted, sleepy, whether there was falling into empathic distress, sadness, grief. It's all okay. It's all okay. It's all okay. You tried. You showed up. You did your best to align your actions, the training of your mind with your intentions, and now letting go. Letting go of the rest. Letting go of what you cannot control, given all the causes and conditions that have come before. May all beings be well. May all beings be free from suffering, including ourselves. Thank you all for your practice. So the practice today was the practice of Tonglen, compassion as it's practiced in the way of Tonglen, which is the practice in Tibetan Buddhism. Breathing in, sorrow, letting it be transformed, breathing it out. It's a different way of doing compassion than we tend to usually do. And also I try to bring in, and to say that Tonglen can often be a very challenging practice. So however it was for you, whether it was challenging, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. You showed up, you tried. I also, in this practice, I brought a little bit of equanimity practice, which is being with, holding witness when causes and conditions are above and beyond our control, to acknowledge that and acknowledge the being with, holding presence, and trying to have a bird's eye view. So you are welcome now, you're invited to share your reflections if you like, questions, comments, and you can type them in chat. If they're typed just to me, I will not read your name. If they're typed to everyone, I will read your name. You can also raise your Zoom hand if you like to share your reflections. I'd like to hear from you. What was the practice like for you? What did you discover? What did you learn? Could be a question. It could be what was challenging. What was a discovery? And know that when you offer an insight, a question, you're offering it for the community, for everyone's practice. It's not just for yourself. And especially if you're new to Happy Hour, I'd like to invite you not to feel that you're in the hot seat, but if you like to share, please, Sharon.
So today, especially reflecting on Afghanistan, I've also really taken into my heart today, I'm sure you're familiar with Joan Halifax. And she has a brilliant, beautiful teaching of strong back, soft front. And your holy fire went beautifully with my reflections today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sharon. And thank you for bringing in, naming Afghanistan again, as it is in this space. Of course, the common humanity, just like us, we're human beings. We could be born as them. And to bring in the beautiful practice of Joan Halifax, the strong back, soft front. Was it strong back? Did I get that? Lovely, beautiful, and a holy fire in the heart. Beautiful. Thank you, Sharon.
A beautiful pair of reflections.
Thank you for that. Yeah. Strong back, soft front. Yeah. 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 Thank you for that reflection.
Now I don't know how to put my hand down.
I will do it for you, dear.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And others, please, you are welcome. What did you discover? Philip says, I'm new. Your voice is quite soothing. I didn't realize you were guiding using Tonglen. Quite nice. Was helpful to my nervous system. Namaste. You are welcome, Philip. And you're also welcome, if you like, not to feel on the spot, but if you wanted to raise your hand, you could say more, but not needed. Philip or anyone else? Got another moment, another reflection here. I appreciate your reminder to turn toward pain instead of turning away. Yeah, thank you for that reflection that was sent to me. It's important. It is important. Yeah. It's been quite, I have to say, as I wait another beat for any reflections that might come from you, dear Sangha. Oh, here's another reflection from Richard on YouTube. I had distraction due to physical pain and difficulty tending towards pain. The realization came towards the end of practice. Your invitation that it was all welcome blossomed a bud of compassion. Oh, thank you, Richard, for sharing this beautiful bud of compassion of your practice. To welcome it all, turning towards. One more reflection. The breathing out compassion was interesting. It felt forced at first, but it went well after tuning into it somehow. Beautiful. Great. I appreciate that reflection. That, yes, it if it feels forced, then bring in this reflection of this holy fire, that the breathing, it happens on its own, this holy fire of compassion. In some ways it is yours and in some ways not. So letting it just as if you're witnessing. So I'm delighted to hear that happened. One more reflection. I discovered how to have compassion for myself. Beautiful. Thank you for that. And Neil, I see your hand. Please.
First of all, I really appreciated this. It was great timing. How do you remember that, you know, in particular in Afghanistan, that, you know, despite all the terrors that are happening, there are people deserving of your love on both sides of that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad you brought this up. I'll share something with you from my own practice that came up for me tonight. Because as I was practicing for the terror of so many people who are scared, right now on one side, I was also seeing the other side. I was seeing the other side, these fighters as children. Because at some point they were children, and in some ways they are. There's a particular way they see the world. And that is causing so much suffering to others and to themselves. So, and I'm reminded of in Buddhism, the root of all suffering, all ills in the world are greed, hatred, and confusion, or translated as delusion. And in fact, delusion is the root of greed and hatred. Delusion really isn't anything but also translated as ignorance, but it's not an ignorance of not knowing, but it's like a not seeing clearly, not seeing your true nature, not knowing how particular ways of being causes harm to yourself and causes harm to others. It's similar to the prayer of Jesus, forgive them, Father, for the harm they cause. I'm paraphrasing, as they do not know what they do. So there's a sense of, oh, they don't know what they do. If they saw clearly, if they saw without dusting their eyes how the way of being is causing pain for people, for women, children, etc. It's so in that way, my heart can be open to compassion to all sides. Forgive them, Father, as they do not know what they do. So this is what comes up for me, Neil, and I offer it as a reflection to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So dear ones, the time has come for us in this Sangha, in this community, to turn to practice in small groups, which is what we do at this time, holding ourselves, holding each other, especially tenderly tonight. And we